It's funny, I have so many conversations in my head, right? Like, and I think about this podcast and what I'd say and stuff. I wish I could record my head without actually having to talk words sometimes because the conversation flows so well in my head and I think of really good things and it all comes out perfectly. And then when I try and talk, it doesn't come out. And today's been one of those days where I just can't get the right words out. And I think it's because I feel like I'm not in alignment at the moment. And I'm having to really remind myself some of the principles that I now live by and have helped change my life for the better. But it's so easy to go back into the old habits and the old mindsets and go back into believing the old things that you used to believe that weren't like the old beliefs that weren't serving you. And I've changed a lot of my beliefs. I've changed a lot of the way I think about my life and live my life. And it's only gotten better because of that. But still, there's days where I seem to go backwards and I have to really force myself to stay in the right mindset so I can keep moving forwards. And I've been really struggling this past, I guess, 2 weeks. Maybe a bit longer. I've been struggling a lot more with anxiety. Like yesterday was shocking. I just had that feeling in my, like that tightness in my chest and that feeling in my stomach, like something was wrong and I was worrying about everything, even though nothing bad has happened. That's what anxiety is, right? Like worrying about things that don't even exist. And I really had to sit down with myself and try and get to the bottom of it and then get my mind right again. And it's not easy to do because I've still got that feeling inside of me. Like, I don't know what it is. There's a few things going on in my head that it could be due to. One of them is because things are so good right now, I'm used to struggling. I'm used to things being hard and things have been good and easy and flowing for me. Everything seemed to be like working out for the best, and like it always has been working out for the best. But recently, it's just like the past, I guess, 2 years, everything has really come together and seemed like it's working out and getting better and getting easier. Everything has been easy and it's just nice. And I'm so used to up till 2 years ago struggling or going through difficult situations or feeling like I was failing or something like that. And so I guess I'm just not used to it. And so my mind is kind of like, what's next? Like I'm expecting something bad almost, which is terrible because then I'm going to manifest something bad, you know? So I'm really having to work on my thoughts at the moment. And then I think there's some anxiety around my birthday is coming up. I don't love birthdays. I usually have a bad day on my birthday, and I'm not like I'm manifesting that just by saying it. But last year was a tough year, I think, for everyone. But it was actually a pretty good year for me overall. But the worst day of the year was my birthday. It was just everything went wrong. I got bad news. Like, it was just a really bad day. And so I'm scared of my birthday. I'm also scared of the fact I'm turning 34. And like, I have a lot of my life sorted out, but I don't have so much of my life sorted out, you know? And there's that pressure from society, which I don't really buy into, but there's a little bit of that there. And, you know, when I talk to my parents and stuff, they don't ever say anything, but I know it's there, and it's like the whole you feel that pressure before you turn 30. Like, you should be married, living in your house, and with kids, and that kind of thing. Now I'm turning 34, and I don't have any of that. And I think for a while I was so focused on growing my business, and I still am, like, but my business is doing fine. So it's weird. It's at a good point, but I still want it to, like, keep expanding because I love the growth and I love growing. I'm addicted to that, right? So, anyway, I feel a lot more pressure around that aspect of my life at the moment, but it's self-imposed as well. And I think because my business is in a place that I'm really happy with, now it's like I've got time to think about the other things lacking in my life, like relationships. And so, yeah, it's very, I don't know. I'm turning 34 and that freaks me out, even though it really shouldn't, because my life has only continued to get better into my 30s. Well, since I turned 30, everything has just started working out for me and getting better and better. So, why would I not believe that's going to continue to happen? And I'm sure it is. And there's no rush and all of that. I know everything is happening in the right time for me, and I can't really do anything else about it. But still, like, it's so easy to go back into that old mindset, right? So that's on my mind. And then I'm also in this business mastermind thing that I joined recently. Cost me so much money, so much money. Like, I was telling one of my clients I could buy a whole Off-White wardrobe with the money I spent on this mastermind. It goes for a year. I don't really sign up for anything unless it's a year or more, because you're always going to get better results the longer you stick to something. And a year at the end of the day is not a long time. It goes by so fast. So, yeah, like my fitness coach, I signed up with her for 12 months. I signed up for this mastermind for 12 months. Like, it's just how I do things. And I paid for this mastermind in full, so that's why it was a lot of money. And now I'm in it, and there's a whole group aspect to it. And seeing how well other people are doing, not that I'm not doing well, but then you start to compare yourself to what they're doing and how they're doing things, and just feeling very out of place with that. And it's almost making me feel like I'm not enough, not good enough, backwards, like, I'm not very good at business, guys. Like, I have a successful business. I have no idea how I have it. I don't even really sell very, like, I'm very bad at sales. I'm very bad at selling. I almost like it though, because the clients that I have, they want to work with me because I haven't tried to sell them into it. Like, I am the worst at selling, really. I don't do sales calls. Really, I don't do, like, I don't have a heap of transformation photos plastered all over my social media and everything, and that's on purpose. Like, it's not that I don't have them, and it's not that I, like, I do have a few scattered across the internet, but I don't really put them out there just because that's not me. I don't like using someone else's success to help me, really, or like, yeah, to put me on a pedestal or make me look good. I don't feel comfortable about that for some reason. And I just don't like being like all the other coaches. And the thing is with these transformation photos, I have so many issues with them. So many of them are edited, or they're just showing you things. They're putting ideas in your head that, I don't know, I just, like, you don't really know what's going to happen for you because everyone is so different, everyone responds differently. And with these photos that are out there that other coaches are using to kind of like promote themselves with, they, you don't know what someone's starting point is. They're often lacking context, and you have to remember those photos are like the top 1% of their client base, right? That's not going to be for everyone. I 100% guarantee that. It's the top clients. And then in your head, that's like, it's just setting you up, I think, a lot of the time with unrealistic expectations. Like, you don't know what you don't know. You don't know what your light is going to come up for you that is going to impact the timeline that it takes for you to get to your goal. And yeah, I just don't like them, so I don't really put them out. And when I'm selling, I don't even try because I kind of just, I almost want to make it hard because I know I can change your life, but I only want to change your life if you want to work with me and if you like me and if you trust me already. And I don't want to try and push you into that because I think you have to be ready for it yourself at the right time. And I just know that I want to be happy in my job. I want to work with people that I like, and I like people that are willing to trust me, are willing to commit to me, and I like people that like me, you know, who doesn't? So anyway, I'm really bad at sales. I don't try. It's kind of on purpose, but I guess this group is just making me realize how bad I am at it. And I have to keep reminding myself that it doesn't really matter because I'm on my journey. I do things my way, and it's okay because it's been working for me. And yeah, I don't really know where I'm going with that now. So that's just a very honest update of where I'm at in my life. Lots of anxiety and not sure about this business thing. Like, we'll see. I'm sure it's going to be fine, and I just have to give it more time, and it's putting me out of my comfort zone. And, you know, being around those people that are like different to you, I guess, and do things differently to you, it's not a bad thing. So I just have to make sure I have my perspective right about it all. And I keep having to remind myself this. So I wanted to share not so much about where my head's at, even though I wanted to do that too, because otherwise you don't really know. And I don't share a lot of it on my Instagram stories anymore, just because I don't know, I don't. So there we go. I also wanted to share some of the ways of thinking, I guess, and mindset shifts I've had that have really helped me change my life and get to this point that I'm at now, which is, before I had all this anxiety for no reason, like, my life is great. I have the job of my dreams. My business is successful. It's going really well. I work with amazing clients. Like, I love them to bits. I care so deeply for them. And I'm still learning. I'm working with this mentor, and I love learning as well. I live next to the beach. I live in a really nice apartment with views of the beach. And yeah, like, my life is amazing. I'm happy. I wake up happy and all of that. It's just, I don't know. I guess it's me saying as well, it's okay to not always be fully okay, even though everything else is okay, you know? Everyone has those moments, and it's normal. And no matter what's going on in your life, like, it just comes up, and you have to try and stay focused on the positives and be grateful for where you're at and think about how far you've come and be grateful for that as well, and then keep moving forward. But anyway, so I'm in a really good place now. I've shared on previous episodes, it's not always been the case. A lot of my life has been struggle street and disappointments, hurt, rejection, failure, all of that. And I've completely changed everything. I'm a lot more confident now and just happy, and things flow, things are easy. I can't remember if I said this before, but I think that's another reason I'm anxious too. Like, I'm scared of things going wrong now that things are so good, because they can go wrong. Whereas before, if things aren't wrong, like, they were already going wrong. Did I say that? See, my head is so foggy at the moment. I don't even remember what I just said. But one of the biggest things that has changed my life and made me comfortable with life, and I'm really trying to remind myself this at the moment, is the belief that everything is always working out for me and everything is happening at the right time for me. And it always has been. If I look back on my life up to now, it always has been working out for the best. And everything has been happening in perfect timing for me. And so I'm sure the relationship stuff will happen at the right time for me, because I do want it, obviously. And I would like to have a kid one day, but it just doesn't seem likely at the moment. Hey, but miracles happen every day. So I'm just going to keep trusting that everything is always working out for me and trying to have fun in the process. And I can't remember where I heard this recently, but it was something along the lines of, as long as you're having fun, you can't fail. So kind of just have fun with things, right? And that's what I've been doing the past 2 years when things have been so going so well and getting easier for me, is just having fun and trusting the process and enjoying things. And this past, I guess since I joined this business mastermind, actually, I've been putting lots of pressure on myself for it to be different. And yeah, I've just been stressed and anxious and forgetting to have fun and forgetting to just enjoy the process because I can, you know? So that's one of the biggest things. Another thing that has really changed my life is being a yes or a no person rather than a maybe person. And what I mean by this is, so many of you stay stuck in your same situation that you're not happy with because you're not willing to take a risk or a leap into the unknown. You're not willing to be a yes person, but you're not willing to be a no person either. You don't say no to things, you say maybe. And you have the idea in your head, like in the future or in a few weeks or when I get this. Stop being like that. Like, you're wasting your life being a maybe person, getting nowhere, thinking you're getting somewhere because you think you've committed in your head to saying yes or saying one day, but you're really just saying no. So just say no, and then you'll open up space for the next best thing to come along for you or to happen for you or the next opportunity to come up, you know? And I've really started seeing everything coming into my life as an opportunity to say yes to, unless it totally doesn't align with my values, even if it scares me, even if it's a lot of money, even if it is, especially if it takes me out of my comfort zone, because good things always happen out of your comfort zone. That's why I'm trusting this business thing is gonna be good for me in the long run, because I'm super uncomfortable in it. And yeah, like, the more risks you take, and I'm not talking about doing dumb things here, I'm talking about taking leaps of faith into, like, I've just signed up for this business mastermind, right? Like, it's kind of a leap into the unknown, taking a bit of a risk because it was a lot of money. I don't know what it's really going to get me, or if I don't really need it. That's the thing as well, you know? Like, things are good, but I just get bored with good. I want things to always be better. And I want extraordinary. So I was willing to take that risk and take that leap. And when you're a yes person, you commit. And by committing, you kind of go all into something and you're going to get a result. Like, being a maybe person, half committing, half asking things, you're never going to get a good result or get that outcome that you want as fast as you want it or in the way that you want it. Unless you become a yes person, unless you commit and you go all in. It's the same with my business, right? Like, I was doing PT in the gym whilst I was doing some online coaching, and then my online coaching only really took off and supported itself, supported me, I guess, and my lavish lifestyle. It only really supported me once I quit the gym and went all in with the online coaching. And when I quit the gym, I wasn't exactly ready to go all in, but I just had the feeling, I got the signs, I went with it, took the leap, took the risk, and it worked out for me. And things are always going to work out for you. If you take a risk, things are going to work out. Like, the universe always rewards those people that are willing to take big risks. And again, I don't mean doing dumb things, I mean doing things that kind of scare you but excite you, but are aligned with your goals and your visions and your dreams, and yeah, have the potential, like they're an opportunity, right? Even though they might be scary and you're not sure where they're going to lead. Anyway, so that's something. Another thing that has changed my life is knowing my worth and standing by that. And it's so interesting, like, I spent most of my 20s not believing in my worth, not knowing my worth, and getting taken advantage of as a result. And I've totally switched that into my 30s. One of my clients recently, actually, I was talking to her and she ended up getting a pay rise because of something I told her, which was basically telling her to stand up for her worth and to know her worth and ask for the pay rise. And as a result, she got it. Like, good things happen when you know your worth and you start to show up as someone that knows their worth and acts like you are worthy of all the success and the best things. You just attract it then, you know? But if you are walking around like not really trusting you're worth it or not sure about it, then that's how you're going to get treated at the end of the day. So that's been something that has massively changed my life and probably why I do have some success in my business, you know, even though I can't really sell, I know my worth and I stand by that. And I guess my clients now and the results that I'm getting with them and the feedback I get from them, that's just ingraining that even more for me. So that keeps growing like a positive feedback loop, right? Anyway, what's another thing? Another thing that has really helped me, actually on the worth thing as well, right? And that's how I justify spending my money on these kinds of courses and coaching and mentors. Like, I spend most of my money on coaches and mentors and I don't even need one. Like, I can write my own program, I can do my own nutrition, but it's just more fun for me to have someone else take care of it. And the mentoring, obviously there's things that I don't know that I'm learning and I want to keep getting better so I can help my clients better. Like, so much of what I do is just to be better for my clients. My dog's being annoying right now. He's grooming himself. And it's really annoying. I just had to stop him. Anyway, so I justify a lot of that because I'm like, I'm worth it. I'm worth that expense. And it's not about whether it is worth it or not, because I don't know. How am I meant to know if it's worth it if I haven't really ever gone through this business coaching mastermind before? You know, it's my first year into it and they want me to sign up for a second year. If it's worth it, I will. But right now, my decision to join it wasn't based on whether it is worth it or it's going to be worth it. It was based on the fact that I'm worth it. I'm worth investing all this money into it. And I'm sure something good will come out of it because that's what I believe. So of course it's going to happen, right? And something else that has really helped me make better decisions around that stuff is not thinking about how much it's costing now, but how much it's going to cost me if I don't do it now. And for me, that's time, right? Like, whenever you sign up to coaching or like this business mastermind, right, you're going to get somewhere faster, somewhere new, and usually somewhere better, although I'm questioning that at the moment, but I'm trusting that that is the case still. You're going to get to your destination faster. And so by not taking the chance and signing up for this thing, I was guaranteed to stay where I was, which, like, it wasn't a bad place, but what if there's more? What if there's better? Like, and I just don't know it. And that's potentially going to get me there. So it's kind of like, if I don't at least go for it, yeah, it might cost me some money now, but money comes back, right? Like, that's fine. If I don't go for it now, it's going to cost me time. And I don't want to lose time because I'm already almost turning 34. You know, I'm getting old. I don't have all the time in the world to waste. So I think that and being a maybe yes person, making decisions faster and just going for things. If it feels right, if it's a little bit scary, but it's exciting at the same time, if you have a good feeling about it, you should go for it, even if it doesn't quite make sense. And so, yeah, that's pretty much where we're at. Those are some of the things that have really helped me get ahead and change my life. And I think they can definitely change yours as well, especially knowing your worth and believing in that and doing things that continue to improve your worth as a person, right? So yeah, that the yes, calculating your costs of the decisions, not just in terms of how much it's costing, but what it's costing if you don't do it. And what was the other thing? I don't remember. Oh, everything is always working out in perfect timing for me. So those are some of the beliefs that I am constantly ingraining into my head. And when I forget them, which does happen, I have to go back and keep ingraining them, right? I keep thinking them, saying them until I start to believe it again. And that's all a belief is, right? It's just thoughts that you think over and over again. So if your beliefs are messed up and they're not serving you, you have to change your thoughts. And that's what I do a lot of in my journaling. But anyway, I feel like I have spoken enough for this episode. If you want to connect more with me, the best way to find out more about me is my website, coachjodi.com. And I think that's all. So I will speak to you in the next episode.